Pow, pow, pow.
Do you want to, should I put my ringtone on? I don't even know what my ringtone sounds like.
That's like the old school ones, right? Oh, man, I should show you what my ringtone sounds like because I actually made it myself.
You made your own ringtone?
Yeah.
Will you play your made ringtone
for me?
Let me
see if I can do it in the
meantime. Oh, I got a text message. Look at that. Oh.
That's fancy. This is pretty much how these brunch time podcasts go. We got someone else in on this today. This is Falcon. What's going on, man?
How's it going? How's everybody doing today?
Doing good. Great. So you're one of the interns here now for the summer. And wait, let me see here. Let me see if I can get this to play for you guys.
Ah.
You hear that? Wait, I'm going to do something crazy.
Okay. So you made that ringtone?
I have GarageBand on my phone, and you can just kind of like mix some things up, and I did it, and I was like, whoa! And I called it I Am a Robot, because it sounded like a robot, when it's like, wah, wah, wah.
So I got to ask you both. So when somebody calls you on your phone, do you actually answer the phone, or do you screen the phone call? And even if it's somebody that's in your contact list, do you answer it?
I think it depends.
I'm a total screener.
I'm usually a screener too, but then I think it's, I mean, if it's someone I'm expecting the phone call from, obviously you're going to pick it up. But then there's times when you know you're going to be getting a phone call from someone, but you don't really want to talk at that point. So you're like, I'm going to let that go to voicemail and I'll call them back in like 20 minutes when I'm feeling up to talking.
My thing is more like, how am I going to reject the call? Because you don't want to just hit, you know, cancel. So
right
sometimes
away,
I just hit the volume button on the side so I don't hear it ringing, but it can still go through its full course. That way I can say I didn't hear it.
Let's
absolutely
pretend that this didn't happen.
Because my mom, I will text my mom back and forth, and then when she has a lot of stuff to say to me, she will call me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, I don't want to talk to you. So I just ignore it. But you have to just let it ring, because if you just hit reject, then after like two rings, it will go straight to voicemail, and my mom will call me out and say, oh,
you rejected me.
You're screening my calls, huh?
Why are you sending me to VM?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Oh, my sister does that to me all the time, because we'll talk pretty much every day. And usually when she calls me, I'm doing something else. Like, I'll be at the gym and I'm like, oh, I'll call you back afterwards, but I'll hit it right away. She's like, whoa. That was sudden. You just knocked me out right like that. And I'm like, I'll call you back, lady.
Does she leave the voicemail like that, or does she send you a text?
She'll just literally send me a text within a few seconds of like, oh.
It's like that.
Okay.
That's how it is.
Exactly.
My mom will just call me and then not tell me what she needs and just say in the voicemail, hey, it's mom, call me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, tell me what you want, and then I'll decide.
Well, especially because with our technology nowadays, you're like, I know it was you, because I could clearly see that you called me. So why did you just leave a message saying, hey, it's me, call me back?
What about, do you get a lot of, like, the robocalls?
Yeah. Like, I get a lot of the calls that it looks like my phone number.
I noticed that. The robots are getting smarter.
They are getting smarter.
It's not good. It's not good.
I've also been getting a lot of calls from Russia lately.
Really?
It's weird.
Those are Putin's robots.
That's it.
Yeah. It's the Russian robots.
Oh, no, the Russian robots.
They can withstand the cold weather.
But seriously, I've been kind of confused by that, because it happens at least a couple times a week that I get this call from Russia. And so I've blocked some of these numbers, but they're calling back. They just called me a few minutes ago again. And I mean, I want to pick up just because I want to know.
So what does a Russian phone number look like?
It looks like, so I don't know if you've ever seen any even
there's like
European,
a plus sign.
It's a plus. I'm going to say the number. I'm calling them out right now. +7 space 08148 1611.
Sounds like a mail order bride.
Yeah, there you go.
Purchase order number or something.
I didn't order this one. I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
It's strange though, especially when you do get calls from other countries, because, you know, it's not like I'm calling other countries all the time,
right?
Especially Russia. Like,
yeah, just, and that's the thing is, like, they usually go off of like the region that you've lived in or have visited. Like, I was in North Carolina, and then all of a sudden, I was getting North Carolina phone numbers pop up, and my brother's from there. So it's like, wait a minute.
It makes you.
How do you know where I am?
I don't. It's kind of creepy at the same time, because you're like, okay, someone's following me.
That's Big Brother Google.
Yeah. That's right. Because someone else was talking to me about this a couple of weeks ago, where they were saying they were getting calls from Brazil. They're like, never been to Brazil. Don't know why I'm getting calls from there. So some of them don't really make sense why they are coming your
way. Absolutely. That's scary, though.
Well, and it makes you wonder, okay, what's going to happen if I pick up? Because you know how you hear about certain scams, like don't pick up that call because whatever they could do. I don't know what they could possibly do, though.
Can you text that phone number? You should try and text that phone number. Yeah.
Like, hey, bro, what's up?
You should text it. New phone, who dis? But you have to say new phone. How do you say new phone, who dis in Russian?
I'm going to have to use Google Translator.
Google that, find out how to say it, and then text them, and then keep us updated on your conversation with the Russians.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Dang, now I'm going to have to look that up.
Please do that.
There's got to be slang for that out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I remember just, you know, anywhere I would travel when I was abroad, people would be saying stuff, and I'm like, I don't think I understand what they're saying. Someone's like, it's slang, that's why. I'm like, dang, you don't think about slang in other countries as much
right.
because you're so used to our slang. You're like, oh, that's what we got going on, right? But no, it happens everywhere. So maybe I could text them, and they'll get a little something new that they weren't expecting.
I'm trying to Google Translate, but it's not working.
I don't think who dis is going to come
up. Yeah, it's going to be something, something, who dis.
You have to double translate it, put it into Ebonics.
Yes, exactly.
Take that
double translate.
That's right. Oh, man.
Yeah, sweet. I don't think they have slang in Russian. They probably do.
They
but
do.
It's,
well, if anybody's listening who happens to be Russian, please
yeah, we
let
may
us
have
know.
Russian listeners of the podcast. You're right.
That's probably how they found me.
That's true. They were like, oh, man, I really, really like your podcast.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
And after that, they're going to stop listening because they think you're making fun of them. Like, no, I'm sorry. Seriously, though, there's so many sweet accents out there.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm not making fun of you. I just think your accent is sweet. Like, this is what I got. This is boring.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that's it.
I want to know, once you text them, we'll have to update people the next time we do this podcast on your text messages with the Russians.
I don't think I'm going to get a text back, but we'll see.
You never know. It might happen.
Will I get charged extra to text Russia?
Oh, absolutely.
Then I'm not going to text Russia.
Not unless you have that international package on you.
Just send one text. Pay for it.
Okay.
How much do you think it is?
I don't know. Like $1 or $2?
Russia is going through some hard economic.
They're like, you want to text us $500 right now.
I'm like, oh no. I was just kidding. I take it back. Undo, undo. They don't have the undo button for text yet, do they?
No, they don't.
They really need to.
That does need to happen.
Because I think you can do that for email now. At least on Gmail, it can say
there are
undo
some
your
that,
sign.
Yeah, you can undo in a short amount of time.
It's like 30 seconds, I think. It
you
might
can
be.
Undo and a quick delete for everything.
Yeah.
You ever do that? Be finna send somebody something on Facebook and you're probably like, oh, that was totally not cool. And you got to wait on it to actually post before you can go and delete it.
I like to do that with jokes.
I hope no one saw that in that split second that was up.
Exactly.
I like to do that with jokes when I'm telling a joke and then I have a better punchline and I had already sent the punchline. I'm like, oh, wait, no.
Disregard
this one's better. So we'll keep you updated on our conversations with the text message with the Russians.
It's a bad comedian right there. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. No, just kidding. This is a better one. Hang on. Here we go. Well, yeah, we'll keep up with the text message with the Russians, and feel free to check out all the other great podcasts that we have here with the Brunch Time Podcast and so much more at 93thecoast.com. Be sure to subscribe. Especially if you're Russian, we'd love to have more Russian subscribers, more international subscribers.
Pretty much, yeah.
That would be great.
It'd be grand.
So do that, and thank you.
We have some in India, by the
and
way.
And we're not just using you to translate
yes.
our Russian
exactly.
you know, listeners out there.
We're trying to be international ourselves.
No, it'd be awesome.
So, but yeah, we'll be back again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.